Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Life, love, and liberty. It's Monica Matthews.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy Monday to you. I trust that you are all surviving the coronavirus pandemic. And hopefully doing it with a whole lot of grace and patience. It appears, as well-meaning as our president was in his attempt to jumpstart not only our economy, but our hopes, and that by Resurrection Sunday, we would all be getting back to some relative sense of rebound. I won't say normal because I don't think we're going to see that anytime soon. It appears that he too has succumbed to the realization that we have not quite reached our peak in this country with regard to the virus. I know Dr. Fauci was saying just yesterday, actually, that we could anticipate as many as 200,000 deaths in the country. For some reason, that really giving those types of stats out along with the death rate is very disturbing to a lot of you. My own news agency was hit with, a lot of criticism, at least in my inbox over the weekend, because some of you who are still, feeling like this is being blown out of proportion. It's not as serious as the flu. This is some form of, hostile takeover of the United States government or other globalist type forces around the world. You're having a hard time with the statistics that are circulating, and you'd rather hear about the people who overcome, and I don't blame you. I think that both numbers are equally as important. However, I think it's important for us to understand the magnitude of loss that we have suffered, that we are suffering, and we will continue to suffer through this insidious disease process. And I don't think it's in our best interest to discount either number, whether it be the people who have succumbed to this insidious illness or the ones who have overcome it. I don't think that we should, bloviate on either. So, and I think that we can be mature enough and take our peace enough in the process to accept the numbers for what they are. This is not China. Our numbers have not been deflated or otherwise inflated. So I would encourage you to, no matter what the numbers are that are circulating, that you do take your individual and your familial peace. That is going to be crucial as we move forward in this. I just spoke with a gentleman as a colleague of mine. He is a financial expert. You'll see him on every mainstream media outlet and others. I asked, what do you think the real fallout of this is going to be? And he listed a number of things, not the least of which is the small business owner. You're going to see folks who, after our, quote, bailout reserves have been depleted over the next 4 months for small businesses and corporations, as well as people who are on unemployment, individuals in our checks from the government, our end quote entitlements, as if we needed more. Once those things are deplete, you will, and because people are in close proximity to one another, you're going to see an uptick in the divorce rate. And I've kind of joked about that, because I deal with relationship issues all the time, whether it's in ministry, dealing with people and their relationship to themselves, their family members, family of origin, God primarily, and others, including your kids. So it is, but it's not, it was very sobering today when I asked, what industries do you think will take will take this by the horns and be able to capitalize on what is otherwise a catastrophe for the nation at the moment, financially and otherwise. And, you know, relationship services and counseling and things of that nature came to, you know, divorce attorneys are probably going to make out like a bandit. Sorry. And I have a lot of friends who are in family law, if you can call it that. But they, you know, they handle divorce cases. And so I wanted to just really touch base with you guys today about how, and asking you, you know, how I can help through this process. And I think I've come up with, you know, some short-term solutions that will have long-term implications for you. Because honestly, folks, all we really have is just kind of today, right? That's all we have is right in front of us is right now. You being stuck in the house with your spouse, who you might not have spent more than 20 hours a week with due to your own workload, kids' activities, their workload, for a number of reasons. Now, you know, it's becoming stricter and stricter for people to really, you know, the admonition is to stay your butt in your house. You have some states who have shut down the ability to even purchase alcohol, which I think is a big mistake. For a number of reasons. But you find yourselves in a situation where if you do not first develop some order in your home over the long haul, as this continues to drag out, you could find yourself becoming another statistic. And it may not simply be monetary. Your family is at stake. And that is really nothing to joke about. This can be a time of preservation for your family. It can also be a time of restoration for your family. But it does not have to be a time of resignation from your family. So it's not the time to fire your spouse or your kids or yourself and abdicate your parental authority, which we talked about ad nauseum yesterday regarding education. And I had on a few experts with me yesterday. You can catch that broadcast on my website, monicamatthews.com. That was on my Sunday terrestrial program, which is on 95.5 WSB radio out of Atlanta, Georgia, every Sunday from noon to 2 p.m. I am live unless otherwise stated that it's recorded. I do take your calls. Do enjoy hearing from you. A lot of encouragement for you parents that were on those calls yesterday from educators, from people who have homeschooled, people who have dealt with social distancing, but also tele-education. And some of you have been thrust into, you know, I don't know how to do this schoolwork. I don't know what to do with my kids. Some of you are seeing holes in their learning that maybe you were not aware of before, and you probably feel a little overwhelmed, which is understandable. Maybe you're a little angry. I really want to encourage you. Please don't take it out on your children. If you see that there are holes in their learning, there are holes in certain subjects, there are holes in their attention, this is a fantastic time for you to come alongside them, put on your big girl and big boy britches, and be compassionate, be graceful, be kind. This is a very scary time for them as well. They're looking to you to be the adult in the room while we're all looking to President Trump to be the adult, which I firmly believe he has risen to that occasion. And we're looking to others to be the adults. I dare say we should start in our own homes. For me personally, I have my daughter and her boyfriend is staying in another part of our house by virtue of he got essentially trapped here and wanted to take my daughter back up to where he's from. And I was not going to let that happen. So lest we ended up separated from each other for months. And, so he is here in the home with us. There are three grown adults living in my home, and we've all lived on our own for a number of years. My daughter's 23. She knows what it is to pay her own bills, to have her own lease in her own name. She's a functioning grown woman. Her boyfriend is in his mid-20s and does the same. However, this is my home and I needed to set some boundaries. And so we did. We developed expectations. I want to let you guys off the hook with regard to feeling like you shouldn't have expectations of people. That's a big, it's a very big misconception amongst basically the socialist movement of the day, where everyone's offended by everything, the PC culturalists, I will call them. But a lot of people will have you feeling bad about setting expectations. I'm telling you now, if you do not set expectations in your household during this time of social distancing and being quarantined together, you are likely going to become a casualty. Your family, your relationships will become casualties of this pandemic. And that doesn't have to happen. So step one, I would say, is to sit down and create, really understand the hierarchy of your family. If it's not functioning the way that you would like it to be functioning, this might actually be a good time to revisit the hierarchy of your family and get things in order. Assign various responsibilities to people. Get yourselves on a schedule, which is what every single educator that called into my program said yesterday. It's helpful for the whole family to get up and to get dressed, do your hair, put on your makeup, take showers, you know, wash your butts, get out of your pajama britches. And the kids need to be out of their pajamas, comb their hair as if they're going to school, make up your beds, develop some sense of order in the home. And it's not just a sense of order. It will, in fact, parlay into order of how you treat one another, how you are thinking, dissipating the clutter that can, and the helplessness, that feeling of helplessness that we can feel during a time of crisis like this. We are not helpless. We do not need to be frantic. We do not need to be stressed or worried. We can live in peace. We can live in joy. We can live informed, and we can put parameters around the times that we are being informed and by whom we are being informed. So I would encourage you to start there. I could rattle off numbers to you that are just numbers, but I really feel like that's a great place to start and to leave you with today, with just encouraging words that what's going to matter the most, if you haven't already realized that, are your relationships. They have to become line item number one in the budget of your life, the budget of your time, the budget of your energy, the budget of your intention, the budget of the goals that you want to set for your life and the legacy that you want to leave, right? Americans are legacy people. So don't allow your families to become casualties of this pandemic, because evil men are going to do what evil men do. Some of your conspiracy theories are no longer conspiracies or theories. They have been proven during this time. And that's okay for you to accept as well. But it's a great time to get creative and to seek out opportunity as individuals and families. I'd love to hear from you. Monica at MonicaMatthews.com, iTunes and Stitcher. You can subscribe to my podcast if you haven't already. Thank you for sharing my work on all of your social media platforms. I really appreciate it. Twitter, Monica On Air Talk. Facebook is Moni Matthews, MoniMatthews. Be good to your neighbor, beginning with yourself. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.